I think it's important that we talk about Michigan. Not the whole state, just the shameful crowd of MAGA sycophants who clapped like trained seals when Donald Trump, the orange ringmaster of cruelty, showed a video of migrants being handed over to El Salvador's notorious correctional system. These people weren't watching a humanitarian crisis. No, they were enjoying a snuff film. I mean, they cheered as human beings, and I don't care. I don't care what Trump wants to say. These are human beings who are desperate, terrified, and powerless. They were paraded like trophies in front of the very institutions that thrive on violence, on corruption, and unchecked abuse. And Trump, ever the sadist in chief, he just smiled on as if he had just given them an early Christmas gift wrapped in barbed wire. I mean, this, my friend, this is not policy. It is performance. It is a spectacle that is meant to dehumanize migrants, to reduce them to props in his tired little horror show, and feed the bloodlust of a base that's been trained to see compassion as weakness and cruelty as strength. You see, Trump's America is a country where empathy is dead and Schadenfreude is a national pastime. What we see in that room, it's not patriotism. It is fascist fan service, plain and simple. You see, Trump doesn't care about border security. He doesn't give a fuck about crime or law or the Constitution that he wipes his ass with. What he cares about is division. And this, my friends, this is classic Trump. Divide and conquer, rinse and repeat. Target a vulnerable group, whether it's immigrants, Muslims, LGBTQ folk, and the media, whoever, right? Paint them as dangerous, alien, and other. And once they're no longer seen as human, anything goes. You can cage them, you can deport them, you can torture them, and now apparently you could deliver them straight into the jaws of hell without any due process. And you know what? Your followers will cheer. You see, that's not America. That's a cult. And I should know, because I was part of it. And the applause in that room, it wasn't just a moral failure. No, it was a flashing red warning light. That this, my friends, is how democracies die. Not with a bang, but with a round of applause for televised cruelty. Trump is grooming his followers to not just tolerate inhumanity, but to celebrate it. And if history has taught us anything, it's that when a strong man teaches a nation to cheer for suffering, the next step is catastrophe. So let me be blunt. If you are the ones clapping for cruelty, you've already lost your fucking soul. You see, Trump's not leading a movement. He is leading a mob, and we've seen that before. And more importantly, if we don't wake the fuck up, we're all gonna get dragged down with it.